This is Dr. C. I'm dictating from Pleasant View, Shiawassee County Medical Care Facility. Patient's first name is Joseph, last name is Zanka, Z-A-N-C-A. Date of birth is 3/27/1935. Date of evaluation is 1/12/2022. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. Period. Patient was recently started on Lexapro by PCP. History of present illness. This is a 86 years old male who has been a resident of this facility since 1/27/2021. Reviewed evaluations are done by a psychologist from our service. I discussed his condition with the staff. Patient is a poor historian. I could not tell me circumstances leading to his admission here. Here he talks about going home. He claims that he has 8 children. Patient is married, but his wife is not able to care for him due to his physical limitations. Period. He's being followed by heart-to-heart hospice. Period. Staff reports that he has developed left side weakness and they're suspecting a stroke. And awaiting further instructions from Dr. Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y. Patient acknowledged feeling sometimes down. He denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Period. Staff reports that he is not as interested in speaking to his wife as he used to be. No reports of paranoia, persecutory delusions, hallucinations. Patient could not tell me today's day, date, month, and seems to have ongoing cognitive impairment. Next paragraph, review of systems, general non-reported. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Social history, education, highest grade 8, current occupation retired. Patient reports that he did farming. Next paragraph, number of children, 8 per children, 8 per patient, 4 sons, 4 daughters. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form, and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits. Under medical history, combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, dementia, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, anxiety, peripheral vascular disease, presence of cardiac pacemaker, anemia. Next paragraph, surgical history, no history and record, family history, no family history and record. Next paragraph, tobacco history, not known, alcohol history denied, substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 10 milligram QD prescribed by PCP on 1/7/2022. Ativan 0.5 milligram in the evening. Next paragraph, blood pressure 156/78, pulse 61, respiration 12. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements weakness, gait lying in bed, speech soft, mood dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory recent, impaired, final knowledge, poor judgment, and insight poor. Sleep, trouble falling asleep, appetite, fear. Next paragraph, diagnosis, assessment, and plan. Assessment and plan. Unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance of 03.90, number 2, major depressive disorder. Single episode, moderate of 32.1. Plans monitor response from Lexapro, which was recently started. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and hospice. Did reconsult psychiatry for any persistent mood changes. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative for common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.